chinimandi.com podcast.
SBI team working on Yes Bank rescue plan. Depositors' money safe, says Chairman Kumar. State Bank of India's legal team had started due diligence as a public sector lender prepares to infuse ₹2,450 crore to pick 49% stake in the troubled private sector Yes Bank after being placed under administration by the Reserve Bank of India. SBI Chairman Rajneesh Kumar said on Saturday. Under the Yes Bank Limited Reconstruction Scheme 2020, issued by the RBI a day earlier, for the reconstituted bank will be ₹5,000 crore. The number of equity shares will also be altered to 24,000 crore of ₹2 each, aggregating to ₹48,000 crore. The plan has been received by SBI and the legal team is working on the plan 24/7. We had informed through the stock exchange that SBI board has given in principle approval of exploring the possibility of picking up stake of up to 49% in Yes Bank, said Kumar while addressing a press conference here. He also assured Yes Bank's depositors that their money is safe. Kumar said SBI has been approached by many potential co-investors who saw an opportunity in Yes Bank and initial discussion have been held. There are many potential investors. After seeing the schemes, they have approached us. Any investor wanting to invest above 5% will have to go through all the regulatory norms of RBI, said Kumar. SBI will not reduce its holding below 26% before completion of 3 years from the date of infusion of capital, according to the reconstruction plan. Kumar said the interests of SBI shareholders will not be compromised and there will be no impact on the bank's capital adequacy ratio. He said a new board of Yes Bank will be constituted with two nominees from SBI. The RBI has suspended Yes Bank's board and imposed a withdrawal limit of ₹50,000 on its accounts holders till April 3rd. Former SBI's Chief Financial Officer Prashant Kumar was appointed administrator of Yes Bank on Thursday. Yesterday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the restructuring plan of Yes Bank will be implemented within 30 days.